Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Beis. Daf Beis, as we start off a new mesechta in our travels through Shas. Today's shiur is sponsored Lila Nishmas Menucha Bas Moshe Yecheskel, Mina Friedman, whose first yard site is today. Yehi Zichro Baruch shares a yard site with the Rambam. Menucha Bas Moshe Yecheskel, sponsored by Aaron Friedman. We thank you for your the sponsorship as we continue with the next Mesech, the Meseches Arachin. Meseches Arachin is mostly about, out of its nine prakim, mostly about Arachin, which is the parsha at the end of Vayikra, the end of Bechukosai, discusses all different values of people. There are really two types of values that a person could be noder to the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the difference between Nedarim and Arachin. The difference between Nedarim and Arachin, or Arachin as some say, that is that a neder is the value that someone is worth in the marketplace. How much, what the value they could fetch from just being sold as a slave. Masha'inkin Arachin has a specific value that's given in the Torah based on gender, based on age. The up to 5 to 20, 20 to 60, and above. That is fixed values of the Torah in Parshas Bechukosai. What is the word, where does the source come from? So the Torah starts off by, Adibriga Kiyafli. Rashi quoted, we'll have it many times. You have it there? The Torah tells us in the end of, Bechukosai, Vaidar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Dabel B'nei Yisov, Eimar Talahem, Ish Kiyafli Neder Be'erkecha. So Yafli, we know, is, to enunciate, to express. Hafla, we're gonna have in a few minutes, the concept of Mufla Samach La'ish. Means to express, but mafli also is from the word nifla, amazing and wondrous. And some suggest that the koach hadibur is what makes a person, makes a human being wondrous. That's our special unique power, and that's why it's formulated as nefesh kiyafli, because that is the koach hadibur is where we show our uniqueness as human beings. Like the Rama writes in Simen Vav in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch talks all about the godless of the bracha of Asher Yatzar, and all the different meanings of the phrases in Asher Yatzar. So the Rama there, at the end of Sif Aleph, says, Va'od yesh lafaresh, shemafli lasos, what does mafli mean? B'ma sheshomer ruach ha'adam bekirbo. That a person, Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the ruach of a person inside of him, v'kosher davar ruchani b'davar gashmi. The fact that we have ruchnius and gashmi is connected to each other. V'hakol hu al yidei shehu rofei kol basar. And all of it is through the fact that Hashem is the healer and the prevention of sickness. Ki asa adam bekav v'habrius v'nishmaso mishtameres bekirbo. Because a person, when a person is healthy and has his neshama and has his guf all together, so then everything works perfectly. That is the mafli lasos. That's the kavana that we can have when we say the brachas. That's hafla. And the ultimate reflection of that is speech, koach hadibur. And that's this mesechta is all about kiyafli, because it is a usage of the koach hadibur. If you look in the Hakdama to the Sefer Hesed Yad, so the Sefer on a contemporary Sefer on Mesechta Erechin, so in the Hakdama there, he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma at the end of the Chukosai. Says Isa, Amar LaMakadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Imatem Mivim Lefanai Arachim Shalachem Mala Ani Aleichem Kiilu Nafsho Seichem Hikravtem Lefanai. If you give me Arachim, so then it'll be as if your nefesh was given to me. Lakach Neemar Ish Kiyafli Neder, Amar LaMakadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael Beschus HaArachim Ani Matzil Aschem MiGehenim. With Arachim, I'm going to save you from Gehenim. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Hein Ma'arich LaFanis Nafsho Seichem, V'ani Matzil Eschem Me'arichas Gehenim. All this amazing midrashim about saving from Gehenim, and it's as if you're giving yourself to me. What's the uniqueness of Erechin that out of, you know, compare this to other mitzvahs? Right? What about regular tzedakah? What about regular hekdesh? Erechin is something unique. So he quotes from the Al Shech HaKadosh. And we're going to see this actually in the Halacha. In a halakha context, in a few minutes, the Ashur HaKadosh says, "What's arachin? Arachin, when you say there's a certain value that's given of the person, what usually happens when I have something and I'm pode it? Let's say Meister Sheni. What happens at Meister Sheni when I am pode it? So there's kedusha there." There's kedusha on the item, and the fact that I'm able to be pode it reflects that there's kedusha there. When you have Neta Ravai, when you have even Hektish, something that from bedek abayis that I'm podef from the Beis Hamikdash, that itself reflects kedusha. Says the Al-Sheikh, that's what we have to realize by Arachin. Arachin means that each Jew has Kedusha. Each Jew has a special status. Okay, the objective values, but each one has a status. Ki al-kein amur erki alai l'mantachu Kedusha al-atzmo me'ein kodavar shehukdash b'nifte. When a person says, my value is upon me, all of a sudden he kind of gives himself Kedusha. And he has to be poed to that Kedusha. Doesn't mean that after you give the value that you're no longer kadosh, but it's to inspire us. Shal yivatzer milachu bo kedusha mehachin ze halo achanala nigo atzmo v'kedusha. V'chulu. And he continues, klomar, ki akar she'eno lefi agufim asher efshal hashum b'damim. The fact that it's not subjective based on everybody what they are really worth in the market. Ki im lefi anafashos. They're connected to the souls. That's why it's not up to us. It's impossible for one person to know whose nefesh is more valuable. And according to Navi, Lachain tishve hamidos ve'erkacha shalcha im tzadikata asher roi l'daver bo l'nochach. Right, it doesn't matter if a person is a great tzadik or not. Same objective value given. Kichein ani dover b'cha. Oso ha'erech ta'aroch kol nefashos l'Hashem. And the point is, ultimately, to quote that line again, they quote, l'mantachol kedusha al'atzmo me'ein kol davar shehukdash b'nifte. Or just like anything that is hukdash b'nifte, so too when it comes to erechin. That's the message that we're supposed to take, that there is kedusha that is given. And that's what the Tanchuma says. Kilu nafshos eichem hikraftim l'fanai. Because it's not just a nether mammon. It's a reflection that every Jew has kedusha that's chal on him. Okay, that's the first hesed yad that we're going to quote in the Masechta, and Rav Hashem, maybe we'll use the sefer more as we go through the Masechta. Okay, here we go. Let's start. Says the Mishnah, Hakol, the first couple of daf in Erechin talks about a couple of shas sugyas. But we start off obviously talking about Erechin or Arachin. Hakol ma'arichin v'ne'arachin. Every person can be ma'arich and ne'erach. That means ma'arich, everybody could declare an erich and label an erich. So I say, I want to give so-and-so's erich. That was just ma'arich. If somebody is ma'arich me, so I'm the ne'erach. So every person can be ma'arich and ne'erach. Nodrin v'nidarin. And that's the other type. That's neder. I can be noder, a person's value. That is the value that's fetched in the marketplace. That's nodrin. A person can actively do it. Vinidarin. And can, be the passive that somebody could give their value. That's nodrin and nidarim. So you have barichin, nerachin, nodrin, and nidarim. There's a Ran. The Ran in Masechta Shabbos tells us, discussing the concept of doing this on Shabbos. We know there's an Issa D'Rabban and a Mekach U'Memkar on Shabbos. That's why Chazal Ashered even Hektish on Shabbos, because that's a switch of Rishus. All type of switching of Rishuyos is Asher on Shabbos. So the Ran in Shabbos, the Samach Dalad in the Daf Yarif, says there, talks about you're allowed to be posik stuck a la'aniyim b'Shabbos. Right? We make Mishaberichs on Shabbos. Right? There are appeals on Shabbos. So based on the Gemara, Poskim L'Sag L'Aniyim, asks the Ran, Tamahani, Amai Shari, why is it mutter to do that? Ditznan, Ein Makdishin. Not allowed to be Makdish on Shabbos, so why are you allowed to be posted stuck on Shabbos? It's also, by Makdish, I didn't give it yet. I just basically promised to ultimately give it. So don't do tztaka. Why is it mutter? Umatzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Shelo Asru Elo L'Hakdish Kli Yadua, Mishum Demechzi Kamekach U'Memkar. To be makdish a specific item, that's a problem, because that looks like business. Avalo asru l'chayiv adam atzmo l'gavoa b'diburo. But they didn't asr to be mechayiv a person with his dibur, if he just says l'gavoa, I'm going to give something. I'm going to give a certain amount. That is not asr d'rabanan. That's what he said. Avalo asru l'chayiv adam atzmo l'gavoa b'diburo. So then the Ran says, v'yadayin enochli. I don't like this answer, that if you don't give a specific item, or there was the value, that's good enough. And on Shabbos, it's only usher if there's an item, but everything else is mutter. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Beitza, ein ma'arichin. You're not allowed to be ma'arich on Shabbos. What do you mean? I thought as long as you don't give a specific item, a specific kli, so then it would be mutter. The Ran does not answer the question. They're reminded of the name of Rabbi Chanan. But if you look in the Shilte Giborim in Avodah Zarah, I think I brought it. Shilte Giborim in Avodah Zarah. Shilte Giborim quotes this Ran and answers the question based on our Hashkafic idea also. Shilte Giborim says, which the Ramah calls the Hagos Alfasi. But we have it as a Shulta Giborim. Eino Nira Li Kushya. I don't like the last question. The Ish Lomar. The Gama Omer Erki Alai. Havi Makdis Shaper Kli Yadua. You are being Makdis something Yadua. Dahainu Gufo Vaatsmo. Shehu Makdisho. Elisha Podeyu Acharkach Miyada Hektish. Bidme Erko. When I'm Marich, I am giving a Kli Yadua. Me. Or the other person. And I'm just being Podeyed. It's like you're being Makdis the person. That's the amazing ability that one has in the Parsha of Erechin. I mean, there's no Isser Me'ila by the person before you give the Erechin, but on some level, the person being mocked to the person and put it. He's saying this in a halachic context. That's why it's Asar on Shabbos. V'dami l'mekach l'memkar. Masha'enkein b'machai v'atzmo l'aseis kach v'kach l'gavoa miyado. Masha'enkein, other times where you don't have a certain value, tzarechiyin. Given the Kone HaMitzvah, we had a Hektish, who Hektish Kadu Bamir, it continues. But the important line is the first one. Shaber Makdish Kli Yadua, Dainu Gufo Va'atzmo, Shuhu Makdisho, Elo Shapoteo Acharkach. So Dalam Ra'alef in the Dafi Arif in Avodah Zarah. So it's the Ran in Shabbos and the Shilte Giborim in Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we continue. Says the Gemara. Hakol Ma'richa V'Erachin, Nodrim V'Nidarim. Everyone can be marach and erach and noder and nider. Kohanim levim yisraelim. Kohanim levim en yisraelim. What's the chiddush? Why would I have thought otherwise? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. Nashim va'avadim. Women can be marach and erach and avadim. What's the chiddush of nashim? Maybe because they don't have their own halachic bank account. Nashim, Rashi says by nashim and avadim, umishalmin la'acharzman. And they'll pay when they get their own bank account. Kishen nizgarsha ha'isha onish tafer ha'evad. Right now, if a person makes a neder and they don't have their own bank accounts, they don't have to pay yet. Right? Similar to what's discussed in Maseches Baba Kama, if an Isha or an Eved is Mazik. In terms of this, the Mishnah says, Pigiyasan Ra'a, because it could be that they're never going to end up paying. But if they end up paying, so Misham Alakhazman, that's by an Isha, that's by an Eved. The Mefarshim explained this so about an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri is a full Jew. Right? Also, but it also might say that would be the same thing like an Isha. But even an Eved Kenani. Tumtum Vandrogonis. What about these types of people? Tumtum, who we're not sure. It is ambiguous genitalia, so we don't know if it's a man or a woman. Vandrogonous, there are signs of both. Nodrin, vinidarin, they could be noder and nidar. They could promise somebody's value, and somebody could promise their value, whatever a person would pay for a tumtum or an androgynous. Uma'arichin, and they can be ma'arich, somebody else's value, of a lo ne'arachin. But they cannot be ne'arach. They can't be the ones. Why? She'no ne'arach, ela hazachar vadai, unukeva vadas. Because the psukim only describe men and women, zachar and akeva, and that's only by the vadais and not by the suffix. Period. Cheresh shota v'katan. What about a cheresh shota v'katan? Nidarin v'ne'erachin. They can be in the passive way, nidar v'ne'erach, because they each have a value, how much they would be bought at the in the market. Avalo nodim v'lo marichin. But they can't be active. Mipnei she'ein bahem das. Because they don't have das halachically, and therefore their words would be meaningless. If it's a cheresh shota v'katan, the first shuva that Rabbi Yehuda discusses cheresh, and that is bizman had Talmud, it was impossible to communicate with a cheresh, and therefore they really thought and assumed that a cheresh, a deaf mute, would be a lav bar das. There's a question bizman hazeh where. Even the Bisman Noda Behuda, 200 years ago, 150 years ago, where they can start communicating with a deaf mute, with sign language, and elsewhere, and it might be that they might be considered a bar das for certain halachas. So that is a question in general. Whenever the concept of cheresh comes up, that Noda Behuda is the first place to look. Okay, says the Gemara, Hakol Marichin, Lasuye Mai, what is the Chiddush Hakol Marichin? Hakol! Everybody, what's that including? Hakol is an inclusive term. So Hakol Marichin L'Suyemai L'Asuye Mufla Samech La'ish. It's to include a Mufla Samech La'ish, that even a Mufla Samech La'ish can make a Erech or a Neder, that is included. Thank you. Says the Gemara, Nerach in L'Asuyemai L'Asuye Minuv Al Mukhashchin. ne'erachin includes a person with boils all over their body, a mutable, a disgusting person. That's also ne'erach. Why? What's the chiddush of that? Everybody has an erich. So sakadai dechamina, I might have thought, nobody would have bought this guy in the marketplace. What kind of dumim does this person have? So you would have thought, sakadai dechamina, neder be'erkecha ksiv. In the pasuk you have the word neder and erich next to each other. Kol sheyeshno bedamim, yeshno be'erichin. Whatever is, whoever is included in dumim is included in erichin. V'kol sheyeshno bedamim, eino be'erichin. Kamash moran, nefashos kol dehu. Any nefesh would be good enough. So therefore, we know even a menuvel amuchashchin would be included. One line on the muflas abachlish. So muflas abachlish, we know, is a boy or a girl the year before their bar or bat mitzvah. So that is the muflas abachlish. They have halachic significance and recognition the year before. Even if it's 3 years before, even if they're very smart. That's not called the Muflas HaMachlish. Muflas HaMachlish is Dafka, a year before, where they show signs of da'as and being kind of being aware of what they're doing. That is Muflas HaMachlish and has ramifications whenever Dibur, most of the case when Dibur is effective. Like where it says by Shvua also. If a person makes a shvua, and let's say a boy swears that, 12-year-old swears, we discussed this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of 2 weeks ago. Boy swears, I will never eat a hamburger in my life. I swear I'll never eat a hamburger. I make a neder of all hamburgers to me are usser when they're 12 years old. And then when they're 13 years old, he eats the hamburger, he gets Malkus Daraisa. Shvu is one of the cases of Lashem Avaisa where you're local, he gets Malkus, because Mufla Samach Ish has halacha significance. Interesting, he doesn't get, the Minchas Chiddush there says Beferish that he gets Malkus if he eats it when he's a gadol, but what about the case if he eats it when he's a katan? Pashas, he would not get Malkus. Even though Mufla Samach Ish has the power to, Vada, he wouldn't get Malkus. Right? Mufla Samach Ish has the power to create a halachic context, but he's still a Lav Bar Onshin. And therefore, even if he created, that creation could be important to others, it could be important to himself when we have a case of the Shvua, but it would not be up there for his own punishment. With that background, we have the Rambam. The Rambam in Erechin. Rambam in Erechin. Where is Erechin? Sefer HaFla. Everybody should dust off their Sefer HaFla, which they might not have had out since Pesach HaShvuas. HaFla in the Rambam has all of the halachas that have to do with enunciations and dibur. What's in HaFla? The Rambam has four halachas. That's what I want to remember. Shvuas and Nedarim, Nezirus and Erechin and Charam. Erechin and Charam the same. Talk about Cherim later in the Masechta. But Shvuas, Nedarim, Nezirus and Erechin. Those are the four halachas in Hilchos Shvuas. So Nezirus, you can look all around. Nazir might be in Seder Nashim, but it's in HaFla in the Rambam. So if you're the Erechin, by the way, we should have started off with this. The Rambam starts off, Hilchos Erechin. There are seven mitzvos related to Erechin that he talks about. Number one is Ladun Be'erechei Adam. That's what most of our Masechta is about. To deal with Erechei Adam, right? Have a person, who's the mitzvah on? Is it on the person? Is it on Bezdin? But that's Ladun. It sounds like it's Bezdin. And then you have Erechei Behema, Erechei Batim, Erechei Sados. We'll talk all about somebody sells their Shtei Achuza later on in the Masechta. And then you have all the cases of Cherim. There's another avenue of being makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, the avenue of Cherim. But anyway, so this is Erechin. So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Erechin, in Perek Aleph, Halacha, Tesvav, Kohanim, V'Leviim, Ma'arichim, V'Erochin, Kishar Yisrael. As the Mishnah said, Kohanim and Leviim, just like Yisrael. V'Katan Shehigia La'onas Nadarim, a Katan that has reached Onas Nadarim, V'Harich O Nadar Damim, that was Ma'arich O Nadar, Chayiv L'Shalem, Shehari Nidarav Kayamin, Kamosha B'Yarnu B'Hilchus Nadarim. Ram's Lashon is, if the Katan makes an Erech, he's Ma'arich or Nodar, he's Chayiv. He's chayiv to be mishalim to pay for his erech. Ask them in Minchas Chinuch, the katan is chayiv? The 12-year-old is chayiv? Since when does the katan have any chiyuvim? He's a lot bar mitzvahs. We're going to talk about it. Maybe not chinuch. But how can the Rambam say that? Ask them in Minchas Chinuch in Shinnun, in Dini Erechin. Says, Eich shayach lomar alav shechayiv l'shalim. Bevada, emein erosu l'shalim, emein kofar oso, the katan labar kfiyu. So I'm saying he's chayiv. He's chayiv when he gets older? Doesn't say that. A katan that makes an erech is chayiv. V'gam ein memashkinin oso. You don't take a mashkot from a katan ki eino over b'val yachel or b'al ta'acher. Rakim eino nosin lehekdesh hariyu Rak im nosein la hektish ariu hektish. If he gives, it has the status of hektish. Because onas hadadarim and muflas amakleish. Takalam say your chayiv. Ach, we call welcome Efshar. He says maybe what the Rama means. Efshar lomar de ishtabdi nechasim. The govim nechasav. He himself doesn't have to, but there's a shiva nechasim on his property. That's what it means. The gamim meis govim mi yershav. Or if he died, the rachman al son, the cousin died, and he has a child, or even not a child, right? Yershim even going up. But even if you want to say this is the suggestion of the Rambam, I don't know what it means. I don't know why he would be chayef. But that relates to the Berachas Chanan that I just mentioned before in terms of the katan being able to create a status, but what about in terms of the chiyuvim that he has? So that's an important Rambam in terms of mufla samach la'ish. Daraisa, when do we assume a person is beyond mufla samach la'ish and he is a gadol? So we know that the person needs shanim and simanim. That takes him over the hump. Years and simanim, physical signs of maturity on his body. Shnei Sairas, shanim and simanim. What about Bezbarazeh? Bar mitzvah boy? So our minhag is not to check. I mean, not to check because we rely on Chazaka de Rabba, which we'll have in Masechet Nida. And that is, Rabba assumes that if there is shanim, be yadua shei simanim. And that we rely on Chazaka de Rabba for dinim de Rabbanan, not for dinim de Raisas. That's why a bar mitzvah boy is allowed to elain his parsha, and a bar mitzvah boy is allowed to be part of a zimun, and he's allowed to be part of a minyan, right? Because all of these are dinim de Rabbanan, and therefore, even though it's based on psukim, but dinim de Rabbanan, and therefore he is included. If the katan has to be motzi someone in a din daraisa, so that we do not allow. We don't allow a katan to lay parsha zachar. We don't allow a katan to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah for the tzibur. Right? Any daraisa, we do not allow the katan to perform, because it is chazak d'rabba, we only rely on it for d'rabbanan, not for daraisas. That's how he gets out of the status of mufle samech l'ish into godless. Okay. Good. Does a girl reach godless before a boy? Mufla samach lish the year before, 12 years old. Some of the svarim say because she ate from the chav ate from the eisadas first. So that's why it was a little bit earlier. So a girl has that bini yaseira in terms of being earlier. Okay. Says the Gemara. Continuing. Nodrin, lasuye mai. So we're going to go through each phrase. So hakol, he said hakol is going on each of the first four words. Hakol is going on marichin and eroch, and it's also going on nodrin. Nodrin, lasuye mai. So where it says nothing. Nidarin, strichlei. Really, nodrin is not including anything. It's nidarin. That's what the chiddush is. Nidarin, lasuye mai. What is nidarin including? That you can promise the value of anyone. Nidarin, lasuye mai. So, I lasuye tumtum van droganis. If it's to include tumtum van droganis, behedye kadarilo. It says them beferish. So you don't have to say they're included in the hakol. Ve'ila suye cherishot v'katan behedik kadilhu. They're also included beferish, right? They're included. See Tosfos right across from where we are. Mashma de islay damim lecherish. It's mashma that a cherish has a certain value. Islay damim lecherish, and you got to work out, says Tosfos, with the gemaras about wounding a cherish in Maseches Baba Kama. Right? Maybe there's a difference between a cherish b'day shamayim and a cherish b'day adam. Tosfos is a'ara. But either way, if you say Chersh of the Katan, back to the Gemara, it's Beferish. So you don't have to say that's included in the Hakol. If it's come to tell me less than a month old, that's also Beferish. Where is that? That's in the next Mishnah, in the Masechta. And if it's to include a non-Jew, also has Damim, that's also said in the next Mishnah. So what is included in our Mishnah of Hakol? What's included? So the Gemara says, La'olam ma'asuye pachas b'ben chodesh. Really, it's including that very young baby, pachas b'ben chodesh, v'tani hadar u'mefaresh. And the Mishnah just says, after it says the inclusionary Hakol, that it goes through, it specifies. Rashi has two days here, whether it means dafka, the case of pachas b'ben chodesh, or this is just one of the examples, really it means any of them. Okay? Tony Bahadur Mefarsh. Tosfos here, I didn't mention it before. Tosfos defines, if you want to underline it in your Gemara, what exactly is a Mufla Samach Lish? You don't have to trust me. Tosfos himself says what a Mufla Samach Lish is. Ben Yud Beishan of Yomecha, Chesamach La'ish, Ve'eno Ish Ad Yud Gim of Yomecha. U Mufla Karile, Al Sheb Shebotkin Oso, Im Yodeo Haflos, ulafaresh l'shem minader l'shem mimahikdash. Mufle samach leish, he's samach leish, that's his age. Mufle, as we check him out, if he has das to be mafli. That is the language of mufle samach leish. That's what Tosfos adds on. Okay, so the Gemara says it's tani of a hadar mifaresh. Weiter. Hakol somchin. Everyone can be somech. Right, what is that talking about? Now we're about to go through the rest of today's blot. We're going to go through all the times in Shas where it says the word hakol in a Mishnah. And we'll try to ask, what is it including? So we get to have a potpourri of topics today. It's one of those fun dafim in Shas that you get to talk about 25 different topics because it just says hakol in many different contexts. So hakol sochet. Everybody can do smicha. We know the Mishnah in Menachos says that every carbon yachid requires smicha. Most carbon sievers do not, except for two of them. But every carbon requires smicha. The owner puts his hands on the animal and does what? What's smicha? Remember the Rambam we discussed many times. The Rambam Menuchas Maisa Karbanas in the end of Paragimel. The Rambam says Ketzad Somech. Imaya HaKarban Kachim HaKachim. If the carbon is Kachim Kachim, Ma'amido Bitzafon Upanav Lamayrov. You put the animal in the north side of the Azara, because we know the halacha of Tekef L'smicha Shchita. So right, but one of the four Tekefs, says the Gemara in Brachas. So Ma'amido Bitzafon, you put him in the north of Upanav Lamayrov, and the animal's facing west. And Vasomech Omeid b'Mizrach, and the Somech is puts his stands in the east. Upar of Amayrif, also facing the Kodesh Kadashim in the west. Umaniach Shtei Yadav Beit Shtei Karnav Umisvadeh. Wow, so here's the Rambam. The Rambam says Smicha includes Vidui. Umisvadeh Al Chatas Avod Chatas V'Al Asham Avon Asham V'Al HaOla. What about Ola? That's not Baal Chait. Misvadeh Avon Asei V'Avon Losa Asei Shenitik Lasei. We know an Ola is Mechaper for something, even though inherently it's not a Baal Chait. But there are chaits that also come along with the olos. And then the Rambam says, what do you do? Ketza bizvade, ober chatasi avisi bashati v'yasisi kafakach, v'chazarti b'tshuva lefarecha, v'zu kaparasi. Not for now, but the Mefarshim try to figure out how this Rambam, Hilchos Maisa Karbanas, which is not as famous, works with the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam talks about the three parts of vidui there, that is, mentioning the chait, charat ala avar, kabbalah al ha'asid. So here the Rambam just says, Chatase visi pashati, which sounds like, right, mentioning the chait, asiti kafakach, v'chazati b'tshuva lefanecha. B'zu kaparasi, no kabbalah al ha'asid here. So is that left out on purpose? Is that included somewhere? That is the first half. But then the Rambam says, that works for all kabbalists that are something to do with chait. Haya hakar b'shlamim. What about a shlamim? Somech b'chol makom sheyirtzeh min ha'azara b'makom shchita. You don't have to do shchita in the north because you can shech the shlamim anywhere. So you can do smicha anywhere in the azara. V'yirali she'enu mizvada al ha'shlamim ela omer divrei shevach. The Rambam himself says, when you have a shlamim, you say divrei shevach, you praise Hashem. Praise Hashem. What's the havamina? What else would you have done? Says the Radvaz. You might have had a havamina that, well, we all sin all the time. Ein adam, rather than one day. Sagra de chamino, yizvada. Al derech mashamar iov, ulai chato bini. Kamash malon, shay tzorach lezvados al omer divrei shevach. That's what he says. Good. That is the Rambam in Maisa Karbanas. That's the halacha of smicha. Says the Gemara, hakol somchen asuye mai. So who's included in the halacha of smicha? Hakol, everybody does smicha. La asuye yoresh. Utulok Rabbi Yehuda. It includes a yoresh. If a person dies after they are makdish an animal before they got to do smicha to it, so the yoresh is allowed to do smicha for the father's karban. Excluding, not like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda says the Yorish cannot do it. And also, we'll see Rabbi Yehuda in a minute, Hakol Memirin, everyone the Mishnah says in Temura. That's the next Masechta. Some of you have had the non-art scroll, you have Temura in the back. Right, so Temura is in the back. First Mishnah, Hakol Memirin, La Suye Mai, La Suye Yorish. So it's also to include a Yorish. A Yorish can be Memir. If a person has a karban, and they die, the Yoresh, if the Yoresh tries to substitute the Karbanis, then the Yoresh is Meimir. Again, what's the Chiddush of that? That might relate to what we discussed yesterday, 2 days ago. I mean, the last two, a couple of Dafim, when we spoke about the Isra of Temura. If the Isra of Temura is more focused on a new Maisa Hakdasha now, or on the original Hakdasha, that might be a Machlokas, whether a Yoresh be Meimir or not. He could obviously do his new Maisa Hakdasha, but maybe related to his father's Mayis HaKadosh, he cannot do. But that also, the local Rabbi Yehuda also rejects that. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Yorish, Somech, Yorish, Meimir. The Tanakama says a Yorish can be Somech and Meimir, and that's what's being alluded to by the two Mishnayos of Hakol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yorish Eino Somech, Yorish Eino Meimir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a Yorish is not Somech or Meimir. Either one. We'll get to the sources in a minute. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Does Yoresh here mean any Yoresh or Dafka a son? That is a question. Machlokas in the Achronim. What type of Yoresh is being referred to? Let's just finish a little bit, and then we'll talk more about it. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda excludes Yoresh and Meimir? Karbano v'lo karban chav aviv. Says Karbano in the beginning of Ayikra, v'lo Karban Aviv, to exclude, or the halachas of Karban do not apply to his father's Karban. His Karban, he does smicha to, and not his father's Karban. V'yalif, tchilas hektish, misof hektish. And the source is by smicha, which is called sof hektish. Why is it sof hektish? Because it's after you amakdish it. So all the way, right before you're going to be shechtit. That's called sof hektish. Tumura, fascinatingly, is called tchilas hektish. That also relates to our sugya, just that language of tchilas hektish. So you learn tamura from smicha. Ma sof hektish yoresh eino somech, just like sof hektish, which is smicha, the end of the hakdasha, original hakdasha process, you're allowed to do smicha, a yoresh is not somech, as he just learned from the pasuk karbano. Av tchilas hektish yoresh eino meimer. That is Rabbi Yehuda, who learns tchilas hektish from sof hektish. For Rabbanan, they do the opposite. Hamer yamir. L'rabo says a yoresh. They have a double lashon by tamura to include yoresh, the alfinon sof hektish b'tchilas hektish, and we go the opposite. You learn sof hektish from tchilas hektish. Ma tchilas hektish yoresh meimir, just like tchilas hektish yoresh is can do tamura. Af sof hektish yoresh somech. So to sof hektish yoresh can be somech. It's ironic because you would have just called that the opposite. You would have said tamura is at the end of the process and smich is at the beginning of the process. But the Gemara calls it the opposite way. Tosfos here, Dibur Maskil Tchilas, discusses that as well. But this is what the Gemara. This is what the Gemara calls it. Period. Stop there for a minute. There is an interesting Minchas Chinuch by the mitzvah of Ola. Mitzvah of Ola, the beginning of Ayikra. He talks about this halacha of a Yoresh being Somech, and he has the following suffix. Classic Minchas Chinuch question. Who else would think of the question? What happens if you have a Yoresh of someone who would not have done smicha themselves? Let's say you yarshed a carbon of your mother. So a woman doesn't do smicha. So does the son do smicha? Does he have a chiyuv to do smicha? Is he allowed to do smicha? Usually we say if there's no chiyuv to do smicha, then you're not allowed to do smicha. Because it's called hishtamshus b'baal chai. You're not allowed to use an animal of that's hektish. So if I have to lean on the animal, b'chol kochi, that's using it, but usually I'm allowed to do that because there's a mitzvah of smicha. But if there's no mitzvah of smicha, I'm not. So l'chor yisafik, had yorei somech, efshar, dafka shiyarash akarban may also shahaya ben smicha, kagon may aviv, o mishar yarshim, avalam yarash may imo, shlohaisa bas smicha, o misuma v'chadome, imkir akarban is elon eschayib esmicha klau. So if the original person wasn't chayiv, efshar, the ena yorei somech, shlo yorei schus shlo haya itzal morisho. That's on the one hand. But then he says, maybe not. Maybe fine, my mother wasn't a Baal Yoresh, but I'm a Baal Yoresh, I'm a Somech, but I'm a Bar Smicha, and therefore I should have to do Smicha. Ach, v'pshar ha-lashin mashma d'soach b'chol inyan. Look in the Gemara, that's his suffix. Good, then it says, maybe it depends if the woman did Smicha b'dieved, whether it would work or not, but anyway, that's the fascinating ha'ara of the Menachas Chinuch. He also talks about, what about a Goy? A Goy is not mitzuvah. What if he wants to do Smicha? He's not mitzuvah in the isser of using the carbon, so maybe he can do smicha if he really wants to. That is the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, continuing. Says the Gemara, so what does each shita do with the other one's pasuk? V'rabbanan, hi karbano my avdilei. What did the Rabbanan do with the pasuk karbano, which Rabbi Yehuda used to exclude karban aviv? What did the Rabbanan use for karbano? Mi bailei karbano v'lo karban ovid kochavim. Karbano and not the carbon of a guy. Right, that excludes Karban of a guy does not have smicha. Karbanova, lo karbanova, kochavim. Tosfos at Tamura, on the first daf at Tamura. If you have it, you can just turn to the back. Da bezaman alaf at Tamura. Why do we have the pasig of karbanova, lo karbanova, kochavim? There's another pasig. B'nei Yisrael, somchen, ve'in ovde kochavim, somchen. We need two psukim for, to teach, to exclude ovde kochavim from smicha. Tosfos has a beautiful havamina. Tosfos says, you might have thought that a goy being excluded from smicha just means that a goy doesn't have to do smicha, or even not allowed to do smicha. But his animal requires smicha. And therefore, once his animal is given to the Beis HaMikdash, then the Kohanim have to do smicha, even though he doesn't have to do smicha. Kamash Malan, the Kohanim themselves, that whole animal is mufka from smicha, and even the Kohanim don't have to do it. I think there was an Emek Bracha, or a Torah Zeroim, one of the two, same author, that talked about two dinim in smicha, one in the gavra and one in the animal, and that was that he brought this Tosas as a raya. Because Tosas has that havamina. You would have thought even if the guy is excluded himself, but the animal is still nitan, l'chiyav smicha, kamash b'la na, but that havamina might still exist. There still might be two elements in smichas. I think it was, to look back again, I think it was a Torah Zeroim or an Emek Bracha regarding smicha. I think an Emek Bracha. Okay, here we go, continuing. Says the Gemara, Karbanov lo Karban Chaveros, they use it to exclude Karban over the Kachavim, and also, Karban Chaveros, a person cannot do smicha for his friend's Karban, something personal. Karbanov lo Rabos, Kolbali Chovar in the smicha. Also, Karbanov includes any partners in smicha, that each one of them should do smicha, they can't make one person to do it for the others. They all have to do it. V'Rabbi Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda, how does he learn these halachas? Lo Rabos, Kolbali Chovar in the smicha. Leslie, first of all, he argues by the partners. One partner can do smicha for all of the others. One partner can do it. V'inami, or even if you want to say islay, even if you want to say he holds of it, ovik ochavim v'chaver b'chad kronavki. He can learn ovik ochavim v'chavero both from one pasuk. Chavero v'lo, these two, and therefore iatru luhu trei, and therefore two are left open. Chad karbanov lo karbanaviv v'idach l'rabos kobali chaver on l'smicha. So he can combine two of the limudim, and therefore Leave it open for his limud. Peris. That's what the Rabbanan do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk, and how Rabbi Yehuda answers back where he knows those limudim from. V'Rabbi Yehuda, hi Homer Yamir my Avid Le. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk of the Rabbanan that includes by Tamura? B'boy Le Rabbos is a Isha. He includes Isha by Tamura. D'Tanya Laficha Kol Ha'inyanin Madaber LaBalashin Zachar, because all of the pasukim by Tamura talking masculine. Maso feinu l'rabos as a isha. How do you include a woman? A woman can be meimir. Tavolom rabim hamer yamir. It's included v'rabanan me v'im. Rabbanan learned it from v'im yamir. V'rab Yehuda v'im lo darish. She doesn't darish it v'im. Tos Vazir is bothered. The whole Torah is in masculine. Well, you need a specific limud by Tamura? Tosfos is bothered in Tosfos Larabos on the fourth, third line. V'yavagat dekola Torah kula nami belashet zachar namra. The whole Torah said in masculine. So what's the chiddush here now? Mikamakam. Still, look at the Gemara there. The Gemara there in Tamura explains it. Mikamakam amrina de'iskash isha lishcha lo'ot shishabat Torah. Aval b'tamura, we have a libra to comparing isha to isha for all punishments. Aval b'tamura, ilav kura lo'av ishav ish. You might, Tamura is different. You might have excluded by Tamura, maybe because there are other halachas, maybe compared to smicha, as we just said, a woman is excluded from smicha, just like we had the limudim between smicha and Tamura on Amid Al. There's an important Rambam. The Rambam, when he talks about, the Rambam holds, we hold like the Rabbanan, that the Shutfin cannot do smicha. So how does Shutfin do smicha? They all have to do it. Right? You can't have one person do it for everyone else. So the Rambam says, Chamisha Sheheviu Zerach Echad, Kula Somchen Alav. Ze achar ze. Lo she yismechu kulan bebas achas. That's the Rambam. The Gemara just says that Shutfin all have to do smicha, each of them. The Rambam says they can't do it together. They all can't stick their hands onto, let's say it's two people. They all can't stick their hands onto the animal at the same time. Why not? Zero. So, Radvaz says, it's a limud, exeris akasiv. Yadoksiv velo yadam. That's what it says, putting his hand on it. Exeris akasiv. The Mari Kurka says, Chatzitza. He's assuming that there's not enough room in the area where you're supposed to do smicha for more than one set of hands, and therefore, the Havamina is that you would do it all on top of each other. On top of each other. So that's a Chatzitza. So I don't know, maybe the Radvaz assumes that even side by side you couldn't be able to do it. Because Yadov lo Yadam, you have to do it all separately. It's not Chlokas, the Maitre Karbanis and Gibel tests how exactly one does in that context. Okay, we continue now. Hakol chayavin besukkah. Everybody's chayavin this of sukkah. Lasuye mai. Lasuye kata shirasarach limo. To include a kata that is already independent. That doesn't call his mother at night. when he's crying. Titznan, katan, she gets libo, chai basukka. It includes, at least according to some tanoim, a katan that's independent is chayev in a sukkah. Obviously, the mitzvah of chinuch is huge. Is the mitzvah of chinuch on the father or on the child? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Maseches Brachos Daf Memches. Is the mitzvah of chinuch? We assume that it's a mitzvah derabanan. The mitzvah of chinuch, the Bichas Asher points out in Seven Chaf Aleph and Brachos. We discussed this various times that it's derabanan. Midah Raisa, you're allowed to send your kid to wherever he wants. Midah Rabanan, you have to educate your kids. Rabbanan or Machadesh. The mitzvah of chinuch? No, it means the pratim of chinuch or derabanan. The adiv chinuch is for sure daraisa. Ki yedativ. Hashem loved Avram Avinu because he educated his children. So that is related to the mitzvah of chinuch. As a sukkah, sukkah has a unique element in terms of the mitzvah of chinuch. We have shittas of Shammai and when he brought his little kids into the sukkah. Hakol chayav in belulav. Everyone's chayav in lulav. Lasuye mai. What is that hakol including? Lasuye katan hayodeil ananeya. Including a katan that knows how to shake. Titznan. The Mishnah says over there in sukkah, katan hayodeil ananeya chayav in lulav. Every katan that knows how to shake chayav in lulav. It's so important to shake. Aren't you yotzi your mitzvah right when you pick up the lulav? We're so worried, that's why we pick up the esrog upside down. Lulav here doesn't just mean lulav, it means all the dal and minim. Says the Chasam Sofer in Sukkah, over there, the fact that this is the shear for katan means that nianuim are halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Just like other shiurim, as we know, kezayis, kebeis, all those halacha Moshe b'Sinai, says the Chasam Sofer in lulav agazel, Sarachin, mina Torah, mida agme nafik be, belishim neanua. Lama lo yachanecha katana yodea likach lulav yada. What if you have a katana who can just hold a lulav? He can't shake it properly yet. Why isn't that good enough? Imkein shma mina, halach la moshe misinai hi. Shetzarach la nanei al kapanem neanua kol shehu. Shari shiur halach la moshe misinai. So he says, kei sarachin. That's the chasab sofer, it must be halach la moshe misinai. The Nitziv on that Gemara, and the Rami Sada does not think so. The Nitziv says, no, it's just a reflection. It's a shear. When he knows how to shake, so then that's a reflection that he's old enough to be chayav of the mitzvahs. But not dafka, something inherent to the shaking. But one has to work that out. Because we know that in Nianum or Nama'akev, the mitzvah. And yet, that's the shear when a katan is haydeel and aneya, that's when a father gets him a lulav. So the Achronim all try to work that out, how to put those two halachas together. Okay, that's the mitzvah of Sukkah and lulav. Next, bitzitzes. Hakol chayev bitzitzes lasuye mai. Lasuye kader adiel es atef. A kader that knows how to wear tzitzes. Titania kader adiel es atef chayev bitzitzes. A kader that knows how to wear atef is chayev bitzitzes. Interesting to put all the languages of the Rambam. The Rambam sometimes says chayev for the katan, like here chayev and bitzitzes, and sometimes it says chayev aviv lachancho bi. So there's different lashonos by Megillah, by Berachas Hamazon, by Tzitzis, by Tefillin, by all of them. They're interesting to try to put them all together. Next, Hachol Chayavin v'Tefillin, Lasuye Mai. Lasuye Katan, Adia Lishma Tefillin. That's a higher standard, because Tefillin, you have to have a goof nucky and a mind nucky. So therefore, it's a little higher. Tatan, you Katan, Adia Lishma Tefillin, Aviv Lokeach Lo Tefillin. Katan, that knows how to wear, guard Tefillin, his father buys him Tefillin. The Bir Halacha discusses, why is it by tzitzis, it's chayiv b'tzitzis, and here it's aviv lokeach lo tefillin. Why is it dafka lokeach lo? He buys him tefillin. By tzitzis, you don't have to buy. You could borrow. Right? So it definitely costs more money, but the Bir Halacha suggests that bizman ha-talmud, everybody wore tefillin all day. Everybody wore tefillin all day, so who's he going to borrow? They're all wearing them themselves. So that's why Mistaba Aviv Lokeach Lo Tefillin. But Lav Dafka, there's a major difference between Tefillin and Tzitzis. But this is Kadai Adiel Lishmar Tefillin. The Minhag HaOlam, in many places, is for Ketanim to start wearing Tefillin about a month or two before. That is the Minhag. The Minhag in many of in the Hasidic world are Dafka on the day of the Bar Mitzvah, not before. There's a special aura that's given on the day of the Bar Mitzvah. It's quoted here in Minhag Yisrael Torahu, if you look it up. Mechasidim Shelo Lahaktim Lohaniach Mikodim Afil Yom Echad Ki Hisrakshus HaNefesh Shebala Bar Mitzvah Be'esh Yigil The Yetzer Tov comes that day. That's what the Hasidic Minhag is. But if you want to look in the... Where's my sefer here? If you look in Rebbe Yashiv on Krisus, Ha'aris B'Masechas Krisus, Rebbe Yashiv talks about Yukad Yodelish Bar Tefillin. He says, V'hanachol nikach lo tefillin shloshim yom kondar bar mitzvah. Right, you do 30 days before. Kadeshi Yikayim, Ledina de Gemara, Mitzvah Schinach. This Gemara, katan yodea lishmar, so at least you gotta be, do the mitzvah at least a little bit, at least a month before. The lo tov be'enai, hanora gim shalom aniach tefillin levneim kodem bar mitzvah, umevatlin legamri din chinuch betfillin. Rav Yashiv is not happy with those who, with that other, the Hasidic minhag of putting on tefillin only the day of, because he says that the mefurish mitzvah of chinuch in the Gemara. The Gemara has 10 examples of mitzvahs about chinuch, and one of them is tefillin. So you want to say, hashkafically, there's a beautiful aura. But the Gemara says, it's a mitzvah of chinuch by tefillin. So therefore, Rav Yashiv, based on this Gemara, says, it's better to put it on beforehand. Good. Next, akol chayev in beri'iya. Everyone is chayev in re'iya, in bringing the carbon of alila regel. La'asuye, mai, la'asuye, mishachasi evan, chasi min chorin. That's to include, mishnah chagiga, to include somebody who's half free and half evan. Ol ravina da'amar, mishachasi evan, chasi min chorin, pater min re'iya. What about according to the shita that says that an evan is pater from re'iya? La'asuye, who is that to include? Chigir, b'yom rishav, and it's not to b'yom sheni. Is to include a chigar, somebody who was lame, he's right, his leg, he couldn't walk somehow on the first day, and all of a sudden, he became better on the second day. So he's also chayiv. That's included in chakol. So Gemara says, ha, nichol amadamer kulon tashlum in zelazeh. This works according to the sheet that says, every day of yantif is a makeup for the previous day. So, if you were putter on day one, but so what? Day two is a tashlum for day one, but day three is a tashlum for day two, and day five is a tashlum for day four. So every day is a new chiyuv, and therefore you could say the person who was padre on day one is still going to be chayiv. Elamanda amar kulon tashlum de rishon. But if you say they're all tashlum of the first day, and he was padre on the first day, then he's going to be padre for the rest of yantiv. Lasuye mai. So you can't say that's included. So lasuye suma b'achas me'enav. So really, what it includes, somebody who's blind in one eye. He's chayiv. Udoloki aitana, not like the following opinion, who says pater. Titanya Yochanan ben Tabai Omer, Mishur Rabbi Yehuda, Summa Vachas Meina pater min Ariya. Rabbi Yehuda says a Summa pater, blind in one eye is pater. Shene Amar, Yireh, Yireh. Right, we read it Yireh, but you can read it Yireh. Kedesh, so we compare. Kederach Shebalir Os, Kach Balera Os. Just like he comes to see, who's he? Capital H, Hashem, just like it comes to see, Hashem, who is the ultimate in Shlemus, comes to see us with Kabayachol, two eyes, so too, Kach Bal Liros, we have to come to be seen with two eyes. And Ma Liros B'shtei Einav, Af Le Ros B'shtei Einav. Right, so that's why the Rabbi Yehuda says that somebody who is blind in one eye is Pater from Re'iyah. The Ian Yaakov in Chagiga says, it's Kabayachol, two eyes means special Ashgacha. One eye is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Einei Hashem El Yireyav. Right, that's Einei, that's Einayim. Einei Hashem El Yireyav, but he quotes another pasuk, when Hashem is upset at us, so that is only one eye. It's only one eye. U'Pashat HaKath Nemar Ein Hashem. And Einei Hashem El Tzadikim is by two eyes and one eye. That's the difference between two eyes. Okay, there's a lot more coming up, so I want to stop here by Vibay Zema. We'll continue, Bezer with Dr. Gimel, in tomorrow. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored by Aaron Friedman. We thank you for your sponsorship. Lili Nishbas, Menucha Bas, Moshe Yecheskel, on her first yard site today. Yehi Zichra Baruch.